Je computer vertellen welke informatie je tot je neemt, zodat alle computers die met elkaar in verbinding staan weten wat jij weet. Daar weet de volgende Amerikaanse gast alles van. Professional meets learner, met als gast Mike Rustici. Mike, welcome. Before we start having this conversation, can you tell the listeners what is Experience API?
Sure, Experience API, also called XAPI or the Tin Can API, they're all the same thing. XAPI is a way of capturing data about learning experiences that can happen everywhere, not just the tiny fraction of learning that happens in an e-learning course inside of an LMS, but informal learning that happens online or offline in the real world or the virtual world, whether that be watching a video or micro learning or something that might happen in virtual reality or, you know, attending a university or being mentored or coaching. XAPI is a protocol that allows us to get data about all of those learning experiences and capture them in something called a learning record store or an LRS for us to be able to then analyze that data and understand what learning is happening throughout our organization and, most importantly, which learning is actually effective at changing behavior and improving performance.
And what does it look like? Is it a website, or is it in real life? Is it a course you follow?
Great question. XAPI isn't something you should ever see. It's a lot like plumbing. It should happen behind the scenes, and it's a technology that other software tools should implement. And when it works really well, it just looks like software working together and data flowing seamlessly. It's a behind-the-scenes technology that really you should know about and be aware of and should know to ask for, but not something you should ever have to go use and work with. It's kind of like, an analogy would be like a USB cable. USB is the way that computers and their peripherals work together, and you should know that if you buy something that it works with a USB, but you shouldn't need to know how that plug works or how the electricity is flowing through the plug. It just should be behind the scenes and just make things work.
Yeah. So all the systems are connected with each other. Is that how I should see it?
Exactly. That's what XAPI does. Is it connects systems that are delivering learning experiences, so that we can understand what's happening within them, and also it allows them to communicate with one another. XAPI will allow, for instance, a system delivering video content to communicate with a mobile app that might want to know which videos have already been consumed. It would allow for a recognition system to know that you've already earned a badge in another system and display that badge to you.
We're going to talk about Experience API with you, but not the two of us. We're here with, like every podcast, I have a sidekick, an interview companion. This time it's Marcel De Leeuwe. Marcel, welcome.
Thank you.
What is your first idea about this system, about this idea?
Well, for me, it's more than a system. It's a way of thinking. And the problem we face in our modern learning world is that we have a lot of applications, a lot of systems in place, and they're not really connected to each other. For the learners, it means that they have to work with dumb systems because they hardly know who you are. And every marketing site and every analysis of behavior of our customers, for example, is far more advanced than the view we have on our learners. So it means that the learner has to fill out the same information time after time, and the content offered or the learning experience offered are not personalized. Because, for example, if you are working in a performance support app, they don't know my experience. And my experience, my working experience, is in a different system. But they don't talk to each other. So the app is quite dumb and the system is quite dumb, and they're both holding interesting information. If I can combine that information, I as a learner can have a more personalized and meaningful experience. Mm-hmm. For example, if you are a journalist, we don't have to explain how to record audio. So we don't have to offer that kind of material to you because you're experienced. If you're mm-hmm. not experienced, that can be useful and relevant information.
Yeah.
So if I can combine different information flows in different systems, I know a lot more about the learner, and I can offer more relevant experiences.
Yeah, but then the big question, the elephant in the room, what does all these things and systems know about me? Like privacy and the Big Brother. Isn't that a big, big con?
Yes and no, it depends on your perspective. But the first point I'll make is that XAPI doesn't capture any more data about you than what those systems already know. It just provides a way to share that with other tools and other systems. As with any data collection, that data can be used for good or for bad.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
By and large, in a corporate learning context, we are talking about learning that is directly applicable to your ability to do your job and is thus directly relevant to, you know, the company that you are working for. XAPI isn't magically intruding on your personal life or capturing your web browsing behaviors without your consent. It is simply a way to aggregate the knowledge that we already have into a common format and a common place so that a corporation can understand more about its employees and their readiness and ability to do their jobs, as well as whether the training that they are giving them to advance their careers and their potential is actually doing that, or if it's just wasting their time.
Yeah.
And I, what I would like to say is that you can have the ownership with the learners. So you don't have to be that you give out all the information automatically. For example, you can have a conversation with your coach, and that can be a learning experience you want to track.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, as a learner, choose to share that information into the system. And the same goes for other things. If you're browsing
I'm the boss, actually, of my own.
Yeah, actually, yeah. When you're browsing, for example, and you're using a browser that and you're seeing a video, a TED Talk, that's really interesting for your learning.
Mm-hmm.
You can add that to your learning record store. So you can see, okay, I just viewed this video or checked this video or understand this video, and then it's covered by the system.
So I have a basket with all the things I learned. So all the system knows that, oh, what's in Bob his basket? And then they look and then they say, oh, he already saw this TED Talk, so he doesn't have to see it anymore.
Yeah.
Or he has to be reminded to it, because I don't think that you see something one time that you already know. Sometimes you have to watch it two times, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or another possibility is we identified that most of our top performers have all watched this TED Talk, and so we'll start recommending that TED Talk to other people who want to improve their skills in that same career.
So it's also recommendations for other people.
Exactly. The data that you collect about learning can be used in a number of ways, both for individual development as well as, you know, broad development across the organization.
Mike, you're from America.
Yes.
Which state?
Tennessee.
How is this Experience API used already overseas?
You know, XAPI is gaining traction throughout the world, and I don't really notice a huge difference between the United States and Europe and the rest of the world. It's kind of gaining traction in a lot of different places all at once, and it's almost similar to how cell phones kind of leapfrogged regular telephones in Africa and other places that didn't have a lot of infrastructure. XAPI is best gaining traction in places that aren't already tied into a legacy learning management system-centered learning environment. Organizations that are starting with fresh learning ecosystems, starting with a greenfield, fresh opportunity, those are the most willing and ready places, the most fertile ground to support XAPI, because they don't have a legacy system to encumber their thinking. And, you know, really when Marcel talked about XAPI being, you know, a way of thinking, that's really a good way of describing it, because what XAPI does is it removes a lot of the constraints that we have had for the last, what I would say, 18 years in the learning world, where we think of everything in terms of a monolithic learning management system and e-learning content or instructor-led training. We don't realize that we can use easily all of the other tools and technologies available to us in the consumer world. Things like mobile and social and the cloud are all now readily available to us in learning. And I really encourage people, when they're developing a new learning ecosystem, to remove those constraints and think about what would make an ideal learning experience for the learner using whatever technology you would want to, and then try to make that happen, because XAPI allows us to do a lot of those things now that we weren't possible before.
Yeah, what kind of domains in work, like, is it more suitable for legal or for nursing or hospitals or education?
We really see XAPI applying across all of those verticals, would be the word we would use in English. And really, it also applies across a lot of different types of training. You know, within a large organization, you're going to have a dozen different training programs, whether it's leadership development or new hire training or sales training or onboarding. XAPI can apply to all of those, and that's really one of the benefits of removing a lot of these constraints. Is a leadership development program should look a lot different from a compliance program, which should look a lot different from a sales training program. And XAPI allows us to tailor the learning ecosystem or the learning environments for each of those types of programs across whatever vertical or industry you might be in.
Would you use it, Marcel? Are you a fan of this idea, Experience API?
Actually, I think you cannot avoid it anymore.
Oh, wow. Is it already here? Is it with us?
Well, yes, it is already here, and you can use it already, and you can even use it for free. You can experiment with it. You can try to find the data in your current systems, in your legacy systems, and try to analyze that and get some insights from that. But I think you cannot avoid it, because we are offering more and more systems to the learners, and we have to integrate them, and we have to make it smarter than what they are right now. So in that sense, we cannot be in a comfortable position if we don't use this kind of technology to work for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we will harm the learning process if we are avoiding this kind of technology, because we will get some disadvantages for the learning process and for the learner. And from an organization point of view, I would say that this is the next step, because it really talks about the blend between working and learning. Because you're not only collecting data from your learning systems, but also from your primary working systems, like HR systems or customer review systems or that kind of things. And that's, for me, it's the next level. It gives a lot of possibilities to personalize data, to help learners, to make it more useful and valuable for the organization. Because right now we're just trying, in a lot of cases, we're just trying to fire all kind of learning interventions, and we hope that it will work. And with this, we really can measure things. And I'm not a big fan of statistics. I'm not good at it, but I think it's useful for the real world. So we're not trying to solve a stupid problem, or we don't want to be trendy. We just need this to be, in the long run, to be a healthy learning organization.
Oh, it sounds very good, Mike. But what if I'm a listener and I'm at home? If it isn't somewhere, when can I use it, and where, and how?
Yeah, so there are over 200 tools that include support for XAPI, and they're all tools that will allow you to deliver learning experiences in different ways, whether that's traditional e-learning tools like Articulate or Lectora or Captivate, which all support XAPI, or whether it's kind of micro-learning tools or, you know, tools like Zappy apps that allow you to, you know, sequence learning from different tools in different ways, or a learning experience platform like PathGather that brings in experiences from a number of different sources into a, you know, very slick user environment, or whether it's, you know, a tool that's traditionally not a learning tool, a video platform like Kaltura that allows you to deliver videos but still track those with XAPI. All of these tools will capture all of that data, but to capture that, you need a learning record store, which is a repository for all of your XAPI data.
Yeah, the baskets.
The basket, exactly. Here at Watershed, the company that I run, we offer a free one called Watershed Essentials that is free for you to use. If you Google, there's several other options out there, including some open source options that you can, you know, stand up to start collecting all this data and doing interesting things and running reports and analytics on it.
Yeah. And what is the benefit for me as a coworker, as a human being, to have this?
as a learning professional,
yeah,
I think the benefit for you is, how do I put this delicately?
You don't have to put it delicately.
To be relevant in your organization. I think that learning is the last part of the organization that is not held accountable for using data to demonstrate its impact on the organization and for using data to drive a culture of continuous improvement. You can't have a culture of continuous improvement unless you can measure whether the changes you are making, whether the improvements you're making are actually working or not. And I think as a profession, as an industry, we are sorely behind our peers in the use of data in a way that almost makes us seem unprofessional and ineffective to the rest of the organization. If we can change that, if we can start using data to A, get a little bit better every day, but B, to be able to quantify our impact, I truly believe that learning can and should be one of the most strategic functions within the organization instead of what is largely seen as a necessary evil or almost a cost center that it is today. In the 21st century, we will be in an industry, in a world characterized by exponential change, requiring near constant innovation to deal with the near constant disruption that we will face. An organization that is able to learn and change at scale will be the one to thrive in that world. And as a learning group, if we can start to use data to quantify our impact and to understand whether what we're doing is working so we can get better and better every day, I think that is the path to being one of, if not the most strategic functions in the organization.
It sounds all very nice, but also very futuristic.
Well, the good news is that right now in an exponential world, small moves smartly made can have really big impacts. And I'd love to share a bunch of stories with you or any of the listeners about organizations that have just started getting their feet wet, just started with analytics, and the things that they have found very quickly without a lot of sophisticated statistics or data scientists or anything, but just the little things they've spotted from simple charts and graphs that have both made their learning programs better, but also given them the ability to demonstrate very significant impacts on their organization.
Do you have an example? Do we have an example and the details?
Sure. So, you know, one example of a little thing that made things better. It's just really, really simple. What one organization, Visa, actually, they're a great user of XAPI and learning analytics. They chart hundreds of different metrics across the organization, but one really simple one. They found that every Thursday, they saw a spike in the no-show rate to some of their classroom training. People weren't showing up on Thursdays. And they didn't really notice this except for the fact that they saw a spike in a chart that they were looking at. And some simple digging uncovered the fact that they were inviting people to training on Thursday who had a mission critical deadline on Friday. And it was just a simple scheduling fix to go fix that. And you know, how much pain and suffering did that save everybody? And how much more effective did that make that training program and increase the utilization of the class? That's a simple example. It's one of those small examples where, you know, a little thing makes a big difference if you have a little thing that you improve every day by looking at data. Another big example comes from an organization called Applied Industrial Technologies. And Applied is a distributor of industrial parts, and they have thousands of warehouses, often staffed by blue-collar workers who started in the warehouse and moved up to a management level. They're great people, very talented, but not business professionals. They're not MBAs. And Applied rolled out a new SAP system that they spent $89 million on, and that SAP system was going to give these warehouse managers some really valuable insights into the operation that would allow them to improve the efficiency of their warehouses. But they needed to understand some basic business finance concepts in order to do that. And so Applied measured a series of competencies about business finance before delivering a basic business finance course out to them, and then measured the competencies afterwards, all using XAPI. And you know, it was able to demonstrate increases in those competencies from people who had taken the classes. But each of those competencies was also associated with a key performance indicator, with a KPI for those warehouses. And they were able to then measure those KPIs, also using XAPI, and go look to see if increasing their knowledge, if increasing their competency, also resulted in a increase in the KPI and a result in the improvement in performance in the store. And they were able to very, very easily demonstrate that yes, it did. As these people became more competent and more educated after taking the big business finance course, their business KPIs improved, and they were able to demonstrate a multi-million dollar return on the to the organization from upskilling these people on their basic business finance concepts. And that changed the entire stature of the person running that organization, Andy Webb, as well as their learning department. You know, the operations department came to them, and you know, I think their quote was, "These are the types of metrics I would crawl through cut glass to get in my organization." And it's really just changed their perception and their, you know, their stature within the entire organization.
Yeah, and I think that that really fits into the development that, as a learning and development department, we really have to add value to the company, to the organization. And for example, Kessels and Smith created their eight field instrument, Achtvelde model, and it still asks the question, what can we do for the organization on an organizational level? So not this course is finished, but can we change the behavior of people, for example, have less accidents or higher sales or that kind of numbers? And I think that that attention for how can we add value to the real process within the organization, that fits wonderfully with XAPI. So XAPI on itself is quite new. It's all only 5 years old. So we're close to kindergarten now. But I think when you look at the approach from learning and development towards the organization, that's quite familiar.
XPI is XPI is 5 years old, but what is XPI in 10 years or 20?
So it's a great question. I believe it is the pervasive way that learning systems interact. I'm very confident saying that it'll be the de facto standard by which learning systems exchange data. But it's a very, very flexible standard that allows us to capture data about many types of activity. And so there are a lot of XAPI enthusiasts who are eager to apply XAPI in areas outside of learning, to apply this same technology to capturing data about operations or other parts of the business or our lives, to do, you know, similar things that we're
in our real life, in everyday life?
Perhaps in their everyday life. I was speaking more in the corporate context, but mm-hmm. some of the bigger enthusiasts would want to use it to quantify everything. XAPI is pretty unique in that it is a log of activities. It's a series of statements of the form, "I did this." And we're applying those statements of the form, "I did this," to learning activities. You know, I watched a video, I took a course, I passed a test. But that same format can be used to capture what I did on the job. You know, I made a sale, I made a call, I had an accident. And that is how we combine the learning data with the business data. But that format of logging experience is pretty unique and has some pretty powerful things you can do that is different from traditional formats of data that tend to capture what is happening, what the current state of something is versus how I got to that current state.
Mark Rustici, Marcel de Leeuwen, thank you very much.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.